We're CJMQ, and we have Keith and Renee, both of them here, and Canadian duo. So welcome, Keith and Renee.
Thank you. Thanks for having us here on the show.
Oh, we enjoy it. Great music. We're playing Just the Way You Are right now. So that's your latest song. That's a great song.
Yeah, thank you.
Good. Now, you are from Winnipeg, Manitoba, or Manitoba somewhere? Or?
Yeah, that's correct. We're from Winnipeg. We do quite a bit of traveling, so it doesn't always feel like we're from here because we're always on the road, but this is definitely home base for us.
Okay, yes, I noticed that you did a lot of traveling, very exciting traveling too. You spent the last two summers in Kenya, Africa?
Yeah, we went there because we were asked to, if we wanted to volunteer with an organization called Free the Children.
Okay.
So they asked Renee and I if we would travel to Kenya and build schools and work on clean water projects and do some volunteering, I guess, overseas. And it was an incredible experience for us on so many levels. And after doing that experience, we came back to Canada and we're now doing a speaking tour across the country and incorporating our music and speaking to high school students all across the country. So it's a pretty adventurous year for us, for sure.
It must have been. That's great. So, yeah, your charity partner, Free the Children Foundation, you've spoken to, I guess, over 150 schools across Canada. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been really, really great.
Okay, and I imagine a lot of inspiration came from the experience, too, as far as songwriting is concerned.
Yeah, definitely. We wrote our album, our last album, Detours. We wrote a portion of it while we were in Kenya and also just, you know, traveling across Canada afterwards, playing in schools. And we actually have this one song on the album, Detours. It's called The One. And Keith and I had written that while we were in Kenya and meeting the amazing people that are out there. I mean, we quickly bonded with them. They're just, you know, they didn't even speak English, but for some reason we just fully connected with them and sang our music together. And then after that trip to Kenya, we went over to Dubai. We had met this man in Kenya who was also volunteering, and he owned a furniture store in Dubai, and he asked us if we wanted to join him in Dubai to perform for his staff. And so Keith and I got on a plane and flew to Dubai, and it was just such a culture shock from, you know, coming from Kenya and then going to this rich place, Dubai, and it was just, we were pretty blown away by the whole experience and what we found, you know, rich or poor, we found that music kind of brings us all together, because even in Dubai we would perform for all of these rich people and, you know, they were connecting with us and our music just as much as the people in Kenya. So it's kind of a beautiful thing for us to see that music can really bring us together.
Oh, that must have been an amazing experience. Now, how would you define your music? Do you think it's more country or kind of a crossover?
I think it is. There's a bit of a crossover. I mean, mm-hmm. When Renee and I started out, we started probably about 10 years ago playing together.
Okay.
It really was about the songwriting for us. I think that's always been the root of what we do, is writing try to write as best a song as we can. And over the years, we've been defined as everything from pop to country to, I don't know, rock as well sometimes. But I think our niche really kind of crosses that borderline between country and pop. And this new album, Detours, is really the first time out of our five albums that we've decided to really start transitioning into the country world. I think it's with Renee growing up in a small town, Ile-de-Chine, Manitoba, mm-hmm. and myself too, I guess, being from Winnipeg on the prairies, I think naturally have a lot of country music in our blood. So we really wanted to start experimenting with that type of music. But there definitely is a crossover to sort of more of a pop sound as well with the new album.
Okay, so you said you had five albums, Detours, that came out in, this year, 2010. What month did it come out in?
Yeah, it's... go ahead, Renee.
Sorry. Yeah, we're actually writing our fifth album right now.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
Detours is number four. And we're actually writing this album with a good friend of ours, Chris Bergafni, in the city here. He was the one who discovered Chantal Gerviazic, and he's from a band called The Pumps back in the 80s or 90s. And so we've been writing this album as a trio, the three of us coming together, and with this whole, you know, country pop transition that we're doing, we feel like Chris has been a perfect fit for us. And so that album will be out probably spring of 2011.
Okay, spring of 2011. Wow, so that's pretty close to the other album, Detours, came out this year. And Revolution, in 2007.
It's been a pretty prolific couple years for us. From all our traveling and experience on the road, we have a lot to write about. So we figure we might as well be striking while the iron's hot and the creative energy's flowing. So
good for you. Well, for sure, yeah. And you've been together for 10 years. Tell us about how you got together.
Well, I'm from a small town just outside of Winnipeg called Ile-de-Chêne, and I used to sing at my church every Saturday night. And so one Saturday night I was singing my music, and I see Keith in the audience. And, you know, coming from a small town, I pretty much know everybody in my town. And so I noticed Keith right away because he was a stranger to me. And little did I know he was actually coming to hear me sing, because my cousin had told him, you know, we'd probably make a good band together.
It's true. I remember getting in my car and driving to Ile-de-Chêne, Manitoba, where it's so flat you can watch your dog run away for 3 days. I remember going into this small church, and there was Renee singing at the front, and I was like, how am I ever going to get the guts to go ask her if she wants to start a band? And I literally went up to her at the end of the service and just said, hey, I'm Keith, do you want to jam sometime? And after that, the rest is history. I'm so glad you said yes, Renee. Yeah, it worked, and we've just been making records and touring ever since.
That's a nice story, a lot of fun. Do you both come from musical backgrounds, your families?
Well, my mom played a bit of guitar when I was growing up, and my dad, although he's not, I wouldn't call him a musician, but he had a real love for music, so there was always a lot of music playing in my house when I was growing up. And I have to say, too, I don't know if you're familiar with the children's entertainer Fred Penner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he's from Winnipeg as well, and I remember back in the day when he was starting out, I was his biggest fan and would go to all his shows as well. And I think it was from, that was my earliest influence. I'm now blushing on the air, but
pretty neat.
My earliest influence for sure. And then from him, just growing up listening to, you know, Bob Dylan and the Beatles, and it's just evolved over the years, but those definitely are some of my earliest musical influences for sure.
Okay, good. And you, Renee?
Well, I think back when I was young, I was heavily influenced in pop music. Like, you know, I still look up to Madonna, so she always played a role in my musical career. And but the older I got, I really, and the more of a songwriter I became, I really started enjoying people like Sheryl Crow. Right now, I love Serena Ryder and Brandi Carlile. And then I love bands like U2, REM, Coldplay. Like, it's just kind of all over the map. I find inspirations kind of everywhere. And, you know, I always have my tape recorder with me when I'm driving, and sometimes I'll hear a song on the radio and I'll get inspired by that song, and, you know, a melody will come out of it, or a lyric, or just something that will catch my attention, and I'll have to put it down right there. So it's always a tough question for me to answer, because I feel like I'm kind of inspired with so many different musicians and just things that happen in my life.
Good. Well, I guess when you're a writer, you have to carry your pen and paper with you all the time. You never know when your inspiration comes.
Yeah, that's so true, and I've been doing that for a long time. I can't, you know, if I have a melody and I'm driving in the car and running errands, if I don't put it down right away, I'm definitely going to, like, forget it within a minute or so.
Right.
But I don't know if Keith has never been that way. Like, I seem to always be writing, like, here and there, but I think Keith is more like, you know, he sits down and he just kind of writes an amazing song all in one shot. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I tend to carry my phone around with me, and whenever I get a musical idea, I just call my answering machine and leave a message on it with the melody idea.
That's
and,
a new one.
It seems to work, you know, although I have to say I never finish a song unless I know that it's, I don't know, there's this, I always say if a song hasn't finished itself, it's not ready to be heard yet. I know, Renee, you're the queen of finishing everything you write, which I am very envious of. I never seem to finish my song ideas unless I bring it into a co-writing situation or I really discipline myself to finish the idea. So, yeah.
Pretty neat, yeah. So you've done a lot of touring in the past year or two, I guess, around Winnipeg, and you're going to be playing at the Park Theatre in Winnipeg on December 7th?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so, okay, for the new year, lots of plans. I know that the new album is coming out, the fifth album, so you must be working hard with that.
Yeah, well, we're going to be in the studio. Well, we have been already, but I guess we're going to really spend January in the cold winter months here in Winnipeg in the studio, keeping warm.
That's a good place, yeah.
Besides that as well, we've also got plans. We host a weekly radio show on Monday nights off our website as well, so we've got a bunch of guests lined up that we'll be interviewing throughout the winter as well on there. And then we also do have some tour plans. We're going to be heading out and doing a few more school dates in the new year. We're going to be heading out to, looks like Ottawa, so not too far from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be out on the East Coast as well, so quite a bit to look forward to. We're also doing a show with the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra in early January there.
Oh, exciting.
Playing with us for a concert, so that'll be really exciting too.
It is. It's very exciting. Lots of stuff coming up. Now, so the radio show is off your website, so let's give our listeners the address of your website.
Sure.
Our website is keithandrenee.com. And you can listen to all of the archives from our radio show, and of course we have, you know, we blog a lot, and we have all our tour dates on there, and you can listen to our music and buy our music off our website.
That's great. So you can get the album off the website and hear the radio show too, I guess, from the website, and lots of information.
That's right.
Yeah, you even have some links to some videos too, so that's pretty neat.
Definitely. Yeah, we actually just shot a music video for our new single, "Just the Way You Are," so we're really excited about that, and it's on our website, and you can also find it on YouTube as well.
Good. Now, in 2006, I was reading that you placed 10th in Canadian Idol, the contest, so do you think that spurred you on quite a bit too, I would imagine? A 10th is quite good.
Yeah, oh man, being on Canadian Idol is an incredible experience on so many levels. I think my favorite memory of being on Idol was when I made the top 22, and they flew me from Winnipeg to Toronto, and I was so nervous to be on national TV, and they gave me tickets to hand out to my friends and family that wanted to come see the live taping, but I didn't know anybody in Toronto at the time, so I remember going on the subway in Toronto and just handing out these free tickets to random strangers. It was the easiest way to make new friends, but I was watching the rerun of the show, and all of a sudden, as I'm singing my song, it flashed to these strangers that I gave tickets to on the subway, and the caption on the TV said, "Keith's friends and family," and it so it was a pretty amazing moment. It made me realize how powerful television actually is. So.
Wow. Okay. That's great. Now, anything else either one of you wanted to add?
Yeah.
I think we've kind of covered it all. Keith, did you have anything?
Yeah, well, I wanted to encourage people to definitely check out our radio show every Monday night, and and look forward to the new album coming out in spring of 2011 as well. So, yeah.
I was going to mention a show where a big concert we're having in Winnipeg, but that probably won't. That's probably not worth mentioning, is it?
Well, I don't know. Go ahead and mention it. You never know.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's happening. We have a big show happening December 7th in Winnipeg at the Park Theater, and we're having it's our big annual get together because we're having our big band play with us, and so we're really looking forward to that show just before the holidays, and I think it'll be a great night, and Oh My Darling is opening the show up for us, so we're really looking forward to that.
Good, and for those of us that can't make it, but there'll be, I suppose, some information on your website too, so that'll be good.
Exactly, for sure.
Good, well, we thank you and wish you all the best of luck in the future.
Thanks so much for having us on the
show.
Thanks
so much.
Thank you, bye. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, Keith and Renee. The song is called "Just the Way You Are."
I like the way that you look at me. Your smile turns me into a fool. At work, I look at your picture, honey. One glance elevating the mood. So don't you change lonely. I like the way that you compliment me. We're so easily amused. When I'm a clown, you'll always laugh at me, no matter how bad a joke I use. Every day you wanna live for me. Every day I'm gonna give to you. We've got an understanding what will be, so don't you change for me. What we've got is complex. It's so real and honest. You're perfect, you're flawless, so don't you change. Don't you change. I like the way that you look at me. I like the way that you compliment me. I like you just the way you are.